Welcome to Gracefully Speaking. If you are looking for a podcast with structure and perfection, I can assure you that this is not the podcast for you. I am very unconventional and believe in doing things my own way. If that offends you, please turn me off. I am country, so if you don't understand me, blame North Carolina. I am more than a soundbite. I am a woman with a message, never afraid to address the elephant in the room. I am raw and uncut, and I am your host, Tisa Lachey. I'm Gracefully Speaking. Have you ever allowed yourself to see your parents beyond the scope of being a parent? Do you ever think, my parents have a life outside of me? Well, that's what we're talking about today. Parents are people too. As children, sometimes we lack the capacity to allow ourselves to see our parents beyond the scope of being a parent. Too many times we look at our parents as just that. Like, they're our mom, they're our dad. That's it, that's all. Like, we don't care about the what, the who, the how, anything. Like, we don't give a rat's ass about the life that they lived before they became our parent, because all we see is that they are our parents. And that's so unfair, because parents are people too. And sometimes the very things that they experience in life is the exact reason why they parent the way that they do. Now, for some of us, that's a good thing. And for some of us, that's not a very so good thing. But it's our reality. Your life experiences shape, who you are. And things that we experience in our childhood can be the foundation for why we do the things that we do in adulthood. And as children, man, we can be very, very hard on our parents, whether we're small, teenagers, or an adult. Like, all we see is, that's my parent, that's my mom, my dad. We don't care about anything else. Like, we don't care about, the reasons that they cry, or what stresses them out, or who hurt them, or what hurt them, or why they do the things that they do. All we see is, well, this is how they treat me. This is what they said. This is what they did. This is what they're doing. This is how they handled this situation. But what if we took the time to understand the why? What if someone offered you a different perspective that allowed you to have compassion for your parents? Shit, what if you did just have compassion for your parents? What if you just allowed yourself to have a different perspective outside of your own pain and anger, resentment, abandonment, neglect, whatever issue that it is that you're having or battling with? What if you just allowed yourself to have a different perspective that can offer you an avenue to your healing and allows you to see the world in a different light and not just have tunnel vision and see everything from a place of anger or hurt? Just what if? What if you allowed yourself to grow? What if you allowed yourself to see your parents as more than just being your parent? What if you allowed yourself to see your parents as human beings and not just a title? Just what if? For example, for those of us who grew up with parents or a parent that dealt with alcoholism or addiction, what if someone would have told you that addiction or their alcoholism was nothing more than a symptom of their pain? What if someone would have told you that the alcoholism or the addiction was merely a manifestation of their pain? Just what if someone would have taught you to not judge the symptoms, but to understand the problem? Just then, maybe, you would see your parents in their entirety and not just them being your parent and that one aspect of their life. Just what if you were able to see them in their totality? What if someone had told you that the reason why your mom is so overbearing and overprotecting and won't let anyone come to your house or won't let you go anywhere is because she was violated as a child? What if someone would have told you that she was molested as a child? What if someone would have told you that she was raped? Just what if? What if her reason for being, you know, the way that she is because she's afraid that someone else might hurt her baby in the way that she was hurt as a child? What if she protects you the way that she does because she felt like no one protected her as a child? Just what if someone gave you a different perspective? What if you allowed yourself to understand the things that your parents went through? What if you knew their story? So many times we get so busy throwing our truth in our parents' faces that we don't take the time to learn their truth. What if we just listened to their truth? Could we handle it? Can we handle learning the truth about the things that our parents have experienced in life? What if you allowed yourself to have compassion and allowed yourself to converse with your parents and truly understand? What if you taught your parent how to love you in a way that you need to be loved? I know that sounds strange. I know that sounds very strange. But sometimes our parents just don't possess the tools that we need. But because of who we are and the purpose God has given us, He's given us grace and given us the tools. But instead of using those tools to hurt people, why not use those tools to show people how to do better? Just offering a different perspective. What if you knew just how broken your parents were? Like, you see their anger, you see their tantrums, you see the addiction, you see so many negative things, but what if you just understood the why? What if your parents can't dream with you, or your parents can't speak life into your dreams because no one ever taught them the importance of dreaming? What if your parents can't speak life into your dreams because their entire life someone killed all of their dreams, so they don't know how to dream anymore, or they're afraid to dream? What if your parents can't teach you how to live because all they were taught was how to survive? I'm just offering a different perspective. Just what if we allowed ourselves to see our parents beyond the scope of being a parent? What if we remember that our parents are human beings and that they are people? What if their very best was just plain old shitty? Like, they love you, but Their brokenness is all that they have to offer. It may not be much, and it seems horrible, but the reality is, it is their very best. They didn't have much to give you, but they gave you life. They loved you enough to give you life. They just didn't know how to give you a great life or a good life. In some cases, a healthy life. What if they lack the things that they need in order to give you the life that they wanted you to have? Would you look at your parents differently? Would you treat them differently? Would you love them differently? Would you show a little more grace? Because some of us don't show grace to our parents at all. God gives us grace, but whoo, the way that some of us treat people, my God. Just what if you show some grace and compassion to your parents? Brokenness is all that some of them have to give. Now, I'm not saying all of that to say erase, you know, things that you went through as a child, because showing compassion and having grace doesn't negate the things that you experience in life. It doesn't negate your feelings. It doesn't mean that the things you experience doesn't matter. It just means you allow yourself the space to heal, and it gives you the space and avenue to build a bond with your family, and it gives you a chance to rebuild your foundation and put in place some healthy mechanisms so that you can have a better relationship with your parents, and so that you can establish more healthy relationships with your friends and your loved ones, or whomever else you choose to have a relationship with, even if it's just in the workplace. Grace and compassion goes a long way. Yet sometimes we fail to give grace and compassion to our parents because we don't understand the importance of seeing our parents in totality, because all we care about is them being a parent. And the reality is, it's a lot of broken parents who are raising broken children. But it's just a generational cycle, because some of them came from broken parents and households as well. So they're only giving us what was given to them. No one taught them how to break the cycle, nor did they have the tools to break the cycle on their own, because they think that it's okay. It's normal to them. We've normalized brokenness. We've normalized discontent and unforgiveness and hatred. No one knows what it means to be kind anymore, or to have compassion and to show a little grace, because it's too much work. It's a lot to show grace to someone who hurt you. It's a lot to forgive people who hurt you. But it's necessary. It's so necessary for your healing to have some understanding and compassion and grace. And our parents need grace, because no one is perfect. And when you're doing your very best and trying to give your all to someone when you were given nothing, listen, love your parents. Because sometimes our sole purpose on this earth is for us to show people something that they were never shown before. Sometimes you just, God needs you to be you so that other people can heal. But because you choose to sit in discontent and be angry and not deal with your resentment issues, you're holding up other people's healing. But when you allow yourselves to heal and find the courage to be better, sometimes it gives other people the courage to do better. Sometimes we have to teach our parents how to love us. I know that sounds strange, but when you've learned to outsource and you find better resources as to how to be a better person, the best thing you can do is go back and teach someone else how to be better. And if you've come from an environment where your parents weren't the very best, or they were broken individuals, or they didn't know how to cope or deal with a lot of things, the best thing you can do is go back and teach them what you know. Teach them how to love. Give them a different perspective. Show them some grace. Love your parents. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Because the love you give them, man, it can make the world of difference. Sometimes your existence in this world is the very reason why they continue to fight and get up each and every day. We simply don't know what our parents are dealing with, what they're battling, what they have battled. Because some of our parents have come from a lot. And with that being said, parents, you need to talk to your children. Explain to them the why. Because the why makes a difference. Talk to your babies. Healing is necessary. But we can't heal if we don't talk about the things that hurt us. We'll never see the world in its entirety if we're too afraid to open our eyes. And some of us have just gotten too comfortable with being blind. I don't know about you, but the world is too beautiful to sit in darkness. Life is too short to walk around in anger and despair all day. And God shows us grace each and every day, so why not show grace to someone else? And humility goes a long way. So always remain humble. Because you may not be a parent now, but you may be a parent someday. And the same grace that you refuse to give to your parents might be the same grace that you need from your own children in the future. So I say this. Love your parents for who they are. Not just them being a parent, but love them for who they are in their totality. Learn their truth, no matter how ugly it is. You don't necessarily have to like them, but learn the truth. Not your version of what you think the truth is, but learn their truth and listen. Actively listen. Don't judge, but listen. Don't judge the symptom, but understand the problem. If your relationship with your parent or your parents can be repaired, I encourage you to repair it. Because you only get one. One mother, one father. You can have people to fill in the gap all day long, but you only get one mother and one father. So love on your family. And even if you feel like they don't love you back, love them anyway. Because the very love that you give might be the difference between life or death between your parents. And you will forever be blessed for it. Your parents are people, and don't forget that. We're all human, and grace goes a long way. So always remember to show grace and compassion. This is Gracefully Speaking, and I'm out.